Okay, so I'd like to compare the time we're about to share together this afternoon to that of a reminder that flashes up on your phone. For some of you, it may be something you've heard before, but this afternoon it's going to flash up again and remind you afresh. For others, it may be the first time you hear what I'm about to share, so together we're going to set the reminder. So if you'd like to save a title for that reminder, it's going to be Keep Active, Be Encouraged, and Stay Strong. So the passage you're going to read from is in 2 Timothy 1. And just to give you a bit of context for this passage, it's the last of the Apostle Paul's letters in the New Testament. And it's the second letter to Timothy, who was a leader of the church in Ephesus. Now, Paul and Timothy had a very close relationship. They met in Lystra during Paul's missionary trips, and Paul asked Timothy to join him in his ministry and then sent him out to problematic and corrupt churches to restore truth. Now, Paul was writing this letter in jail, and he was soon going to be executed. And so the aim of this letter was to encourage Timothy to continue to faithfully serve God despite any opposition. So it reads in 2 Timothy 1, verses 6 to 8, "For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God." So the first reminder that flashes up from this passage is keep active. Paul tells Timothy to fan into flame the gift of God. Now, this analogy emphasizes that the gifts God given us aren't something new that we need to light to turn into a flame. The spark is already there. But we need to be active in discovering, growing, and using these gifts. And okay, that's great and all well and good. But what if we're unsure if God has given us gifts? Or how do we know what they are if he has? Well, in 1 Peter 4:10, it says, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others." It says each of us, not one or two of us. Each of us needs to use the gifts we have received. Not we're going to receive, we've already received them. And okay, so we've all been given gifts by God, but what are they if we don't know? One place we can look is the Bible. We are told that some of these gifts are knowledge, faith, healing, prophecy, and speaking in tongues, to name just a few. We can pray with one another and ask God. And some of you might have been doing that this week already. Paul knew Timothy had gifts from God as he laid down hands on him and prayed. And we can do that too. Other things we could try are to see what we enjoy doing. Think of the things we're good at and through serving. And also through recognition of others. Some people may say, oh, you have a real pastoral gift or you have a real gift of leadership. But on that, just remember to test what people say. Try it out and see what you're good at. So they are some of the ways we can work out what our gifts are. But how do we keep active and fan these gifts into flame? Firstly, let's use them. And I think one saying that helps sum this up is use it or lose it. It's like when you're at school and you're learning a language. You take lessons, you'd learn a bit more, you'd build it up, practice it. And for me, it was French. I'd studied it for 5 years. I'd done my GCSE. I attempted A-level for 3 months, quickly realised that wasn't for me. But then I thought I could hold a conversation. Until 2 years ago, when I was serving at one of the summer festivals, I met someone from France. I thought, this was it. This is my chance. I can hold this conversation. I wasn't expecting it to be perfect, but I wasn't expecting it to go, bonjour, je m'appelle Nicolas, j'ai 19 ans, end of conversation. That was it. I'd forgotten everything. And whilst... So I said, hello, my name is Nicola and I'm 19 years old. It was so embarrassing. And whilst I had previously studied it for 5 years, I hadn't used it for 4. I had lost the majority of what I'd learned, but it wasn't all gone. And it's the same with our gifts. We need to practice and use them and keep using them. So if you think your gift is words of knowledge, step out, give it a go and keep giving them. If it's a leadership gift, keep putting yourselves in those positions to lead and keep putting yourself in those positions to lead. Okay, so the second way we can think about fanning our gifts into flame is to work out if there's something extinguishing the flame. So when we're at school, we're taught that a fire to start and to grow, it needs 3 components. It needs oxygen, it needs fuel, and it needs heat. Is there something that's draining our fuel tank that is stopping us using our gifts? Do we need to source oxygen from somewhere or encouragement to keep active in using our gifts? We need to be proactive. Okay, so far, we've been reminded that we need to keep active in using the gifts God gives us. But the second reminder I'd like us to hear this afternoon is to be encouraged in God's truth. It reads in verse 7, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." And in the New King James Version, it's translated as, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind." And on the surface level, this is definitely something that I've been needing to hear over the last few months. At times, I struggle with feelings of anxiety, and there are fears that I've been battling through this year. And during this period especially, God has been reminding me of this verse, "Not fear and timidity, Nicola, but power, love, self-control, and sound mind." However, if we dig a bit deeper and remember the context of this passage, Paul knew Timothy well. Timothy was a naturally timid person, but Paul actively sought to encourage him throughout his life. For example, in his first letter to the Corinthians, he asked that when Timothy comes, see to it that he has nothing to fear while he is with you. Paul had his back. He knew his weaknesses, but he kept reminding him of the truth. He points out that timidity and fear is not God-given, but power, love, and sound mind are. Now, this is not to say that being naturally quiet or timid is bad. As in 2 Corinthians 4, it says, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are fragile. It's the way we were made, but we are made like this to glorify God." And this example that Paul sets to us is something that we need to be encouraged to do. We need to seek and grow relationships with people, and we need to point out when something isn't of God, but in turn speak truth over each other. 1 Thessalonians 5 says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up." And this can be especially difficult, especially when we don't like to show our weaknesses. And I know when I find things difficult, I retract, I push people away, I don't want to go there, which isn't ideal. But actually having these relationships are crucial for us in order to grow and keep going despite pushbacks. Okay, so we've had two reminders so far this afternoon. We need to keep active in using the gifts God gives us and be encouraged in God's truth. But the final reminder this morning that we can take from this passage is to stay strong during difficult times. Paul encourages Timothy, "Do not be ashamed of this testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God." Okay, so why does Paul ask Timothy not to be ashamed of him? Like Jesus, he was being condemned as a criminal. And from the world's perspective, he was someone that should be looked down on. Yet Paul asked Timothy to join him. And if we quickly translate that into today's society, if we knew someone or a friend in jail and they said to us, "Act like me," what would we think? We'd be like, "No, I'm sorry, I'm not going there. Look how it ended up for you. You're in jail." But that is exactly what Paul was asking of Timothy. The consequences were quite clear that, like Paul, he could end up in being imprisoned and killed. Yet he still asked this request of him. And as Christians, we should expect to have difficult times. In 1 Peter 4, verses 12 and 16, it says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name." Okay, so we aren't supposed to be surprised when it gets difficult, and we shouldn't be ashamed of being a Christian. But how do we get through it and stay strong? Paul tells us, by the power of God. And as we were reminded previously, power has been given to us as a gift by the Holy Spirit. We already have the power to get through these difficult times. But when it doesn't feel like it, this is when we need to have those relationships with people that are going to speak truth into us. This was true for me when I was applying to come on the Soul 61 gap year. I was in my final year of university, and I had to tell my family, who aren't particularly Christian, that I wasn't going to pursue the career that I'd just studied for 3 years, or get a job and earn money. Instead, I was going to go to Watford, of all places, on a Christian gap year. And as you can imagine, this didn't go down too well, and I had things spoken over me which were quite difficult. But during this time, I had a small group of people who were around me, encouraging and speaking truth into the situation. And it was definitely God's strength and power in me, combined with the support and encouragement from others, that has enabled me to stand strong and keep going. And whilst this is nowhere near to the extremity that Paul or Timothy faced, or the persecution that some Christians still face today worldwide, we still all have difficult times when things are spoken over us or we face discouragement. However, we aren't to be ashamed, and through God's power in us, we can stand strong and keep going. So what can we do with these three reminders this morning? Firstly, let's identify, develop, and use these gifts God gives us. If each of us is continually growing and using these gifts, how much more encouraging and fruitful could the church be? Secondly, let's encourage and encourage others and be encouraged in God's truth. Let's not live in the lies of the enemy, but instead have each other's backs and exchange lies for truth. And let's be prepared for when difficulties come. With the power of the Holy Spirit in us, let's stand strong together through these times. So guys, let's keep active, be encouraged, and stay strong. Amen.